there is an anointing on us to do this, okay? What I want to pray for this morning, I want to have a, just a little bit of time of ministry if I can. Is this okay, Brother Jimmy? Well, I want you to come down. Now, this is what I want. I want you to listen to this. If you've been having, like the Holy Ghost has been encouraging you, let me give you this example. When we were in Dothan, Alabama, we were staying there waiting on our visas or waiting on something. We were in the motorhome at the time. And we just, you know, we didn't have anything going on ministry-wise because we're kind of in a transitional time, just waiting on, is either visas or plane tickets or something. And so I said, man, I don't want to just sit here and let, you know, moss grow under my feet. I want to go do something. So I said, you know what? There's a trailer park just down the road. Let's go down there and tell people about Jesus. One weekend I went out by myself and I talked to a couple of people. And next week I came back with Kara because she's the best soul winner I know. And she got a lady born again. And then the next week we went back with the associate pastor. And he went over there and wound up getting the husband born again at this place and got them both filled with the Holy Ghost, you know. And so we had just a little, just nothing major, just a, there's somewhere I could probably go. You know what I'm saying? And I encouraged this associate pastor, we left after that, but I encouraged this associate pastor, said, man, why don't you go back and disciple those people? Why don't you go back next week and say, hey, what are y'all doing next Friday night? And they say, nothing, that's great. Why don't you go buy a bucket of chicken and go over there and go over and just sit down and eat with them and begin to share the love of God with them, disciple these people. Because guess what? They hadn't been coming to church for 30 years. They hadn't been coming to church for 40 years. They're not just going to come to church. More than likely, even if they get born again, they don't know yet that they need it. Does that make sense? Like a baby doesn't know that it needs milk. You can lay a baby down on the floor and lay the bottle next to it, and it's not going to get the bottle and drink it if it can't reach it. You know what I'm saying? You have to put those things together. You have to put those things together. And it's the same way. And I said, why don't you go and do that? Now, I say that to say this. If you've had some of those ideas, you've had some of that like, man, there's a nursing home over there that nobody goes to. I think I ought to go over there and, you know, maybe see if I can get involved. Or, you know, there's a trailer park over there. There's a housing. You've been seeing some of those things. You've been driving by. The Lord several years ago gave me a... Y'all have heard the comedian Jeff Foxworthy. He's got all these redneck words. You know, like one redneck word is, would you, did you? Like you show up somewhere and they say, did you bring your truck? You didn't bring your truck, would you, did you? Or mayonnaise. Mayonnaise, a lot of folks here this morning. You know, it's a word that we say, but we slang it, and it has a different meaning. Does that make sense? Well, several years ago, the Lord gave me one called aorta. Aorta is like a valve in the heart or something like this. But in church settings, the Lord said aorta is like if you go to drop your kids off in children's church and there's like 30 kids in there and they're running all over the place and the teacher's back in the corner crying like this, just rocking. Aorta be somebody in there helping the kids. And so if you notice it, then that's aorta working on you. You know, see what I'm saying? Hey, aorta be somebody doing something about that. You know what I'm saying? Well, aorta is you. And so what it is that's a leading of the Lord. He's trying to tell you, yeah, somebody needs to do this and somebody is you. Yeah. See, I could have prayed, Lord, you ought to send somebody that Taco Bell. That's somebody in there that needs Jesus. Yeah. See, I had the unction. I had the leading, but then I had to go. And so some of you in here, you've been having a leading maybe for the last 2, 3, 4 weeks, maybe the last couple of years. You've been seeing that. The Lord's been going, you need to turn left. You've been having that little gentle voice, that little GPS, that little sweet lady on the phone. You need to turn left. You need to turn left. I'm going left. You turn left. You turn left. And you've been saying, no, it's not time. The Lord's saying, now's the time. I'm not talking about you going out and starting a church tomorrow. I'm not talking about you going out and trying to get on TV ministry tomorrow. I'm talking about you just taking the love of God to someone by asking them for a drink of water. I'm talking about you just going to some place. You know, we've gone out around clubs at night, not in the clubs, but around the clubs and told people about Jesus. Got a girl born again right outside the club. We got one guy filled with the Holy Ghost down the streets, in downtown Dothan. One time, there may be somewhere like that the Lord's saying, hey, you used to go in the clubs. Now you need to go to the clubs because that's where the fish are. You know, I'm not a good fisherman. Good fishermen, they know where the fish are. They know when they're biting. They know how to get them. They come home with fish. I come home with nothing. That's why I just gave up. I like to go out in nature, but I don't like to hunt or fish because I'm not good at it. So I like to shoot guns and I like to go out in the woods and run. That's what I like to do. But they know where the fish are. See, the Holy Ghost has begun to say, that's where the fish are. That's the fish that you can reach. I may not be able to reach them, but you can reach them. Here in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus sees, we saw that he says he was moved with compassion because there were so many people, but he said the laborers are few. Pastor Jimmy and Ms. Cora, they've been here for 36 years, but there's still places they can't get to. There's still other places they can't go to because they're one man, they're one woman, but you can go. You can go. And just like Jesus said, you can find those open doors. In Luke chapter 10, when he sends out the 72, he gives them the same thing. And he says, look for the man or woman of peace. See, in John chapter 4, that woman was a woman of peace. She was ready to reach that town, but somebody had to reach her first. And there's people that will reach a whole community, reach a whole area, but you've got to reach them first. You'll never get to the community if you don't go to the one. You've got to go to that one person, that one place where God's been telling you. He's been saying, you need to go, you need to go, you need to go, you need to go. And what I want to pray for right now, I want to do two things. What I want to pray for right now is if you've kind of had that Holy Ghost been going, you need to go left. Every time you drive by a place, the Holy Ghost is going, you need to go there. You need to go, you know, get some chicken, get some tacos, and take it by that place and feed those people and talk to them about the love of God. You need to go by there. You've been having that. I want you to come very quickly down here because me and Pastor Jimmy are going to pray for you. Pastor Jimmy's got an anointing. They started this church. They dealt with all the stuff that had to come on here. So there's an anointing on him to start as well. We're going to pray for you right now to step into this. Amen. And let me tell you this right now. You may have dreams of doing something like going overseas or starting a church like this or doing something else. But let me tell you, honest to God's truth, you don't listen to that little turn left here, you'll never get there. You'll never get there because if God can't trust you with this smaller thing, He's not going to give you the bigger thing. And I hate to burst your bubble. If you've been sitting at home waiting on Brother Copeland to call you and say, hey, why don't you come on down to Fort Worth? I think we're getting ready to wrap it up, you know, and just turn it over. It ain't going to happen. If you can't go to your neighbor and tell them about Jesus, Pastor Jimmy's not looking at you for the next pastor. I mean, I'm just telling you that right now. It's not going to happen. But if you'll take and you'll listen to the Spirit of God when He begins to say those things to you, then God can get you where you need to go. Does that make sense?
Amen.
And so you need to listen. You need to yield to that now, but you need to do it for you, but you also need to do it for the other person. Because there's other people going to hell. And God's been trying to send somebody to them. How many people have driven by Taco Bell, I wonder? I'm not even from there. I don't drive by there. How many people have driven by that Taco Bell? How many Christians had gone into this restaurant that my buddy and I ate at? How many Christians had gone in there, but nobody listened? Nobody listened. There's people dying and going to hell, and they don't have to. They've already been planted into. They're already ready. All right, so if you want to be prayed for like that, you just maybe want a little bit of extra boldness. You just want the wisdom to know how to start it. Maybe you've been thinking about this and you're like, man, I just don't know how to get started. Come on down here. We're going to pray for you. The Holy Ghost is going to speak to you and you're going to receive it.